Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Can you tell me if I should be freaking out? Because I'm kind of freaking out. I don't want to overreact, but then there's that little voice that gets inside your head, you know, that goes, well, if you don't do something, it could get a lot worse. And you start doubting yourself. I've been getting these
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. I've been getting these really mysterious and kind of threatening voicemails that have been showing up on my phone. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't answer any numbers I don't know.
No.
Like, if it's not saved in my phone, I'm basically not answering it. Or if it doesn't look like it comes from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, because those calls are priority calls.
Right.
If it's 404-785, I'm answering it. But if it is not, then I let it go to voicemail. Check it later, and I'll call you back. Right?
Well, does it, when it comes up, when the calls come in, are the numbers, because you know they're doing this trickery where the numbers are close to your own phone number?
They are not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So different area code and everything.
I'm a 404.
Yeah, 404 girl.
OG ATL.
Okay.
So I know those.
Oh, you a 678? I'm sorry. Why don't you just get yourself an Android 2?
So I know those because they come up with your first six that match. Trying to get you to answer a call that's recognizable to you, right?
Yeah.
And those will come up on my phone, but they never leave messages.
Okay.
These are from other area codes.
Oh, boy.
And they leave messages that are long and kind of threatening.
You keep saying kind of. There's an actual threat.
There are two threats, and they keep coming in. And so I'm just wondering if anybody else has gotten any like these.
All right. Well, let's hear them.
And what you've done about it. So if you can help me out with it, our number's 404.
Maybe the people have it. It can help you out because they're all dead.
Don't say that. You're totally freaking me out. It's 404-263-0941. Okay, so here's the first type of voicemail that comes in.
Arrest warrant issued under your name. So before we move forward with the lawsuit and the legal allegation, contact us as soon as possible on 786-217-9765. Thank you.
And then I feel like if I call back that number, they're going to take my identity and my soul.
Oh, my God. Are you my dad?
No.
I don't know. Can I trust Amazon.com? What, Dad?
I'm just afraid that something's going to happen because, anyway, I'll tell you why.
And how do we feel about Sears.com? Is that a trustworthy company? I need a new drill. I got a coupon.
Here's the other weird voicemail that is coming in.
From the headquarters, which will get expired in next 24 working hours. And once it get expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops, as there are four serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. We would request you to get back to us, so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is 949-698-9171. Thank you.
Freaky, right?
Freaky. Four charges against you. Four.
I'm just trying to go.
Broken English.
I'm just trying to live my life and go to work and be a good mom and stuff. And then this is ending up that I'm getting arrested by the cops.
It would be like the person who gives you a pedicure got a little voice disguiser machine. It is.
It's not. I have listened to it over and over again. It's not correct English, but I'm terrified to call the number back.
You should be.
You know what your violations are? You need eyebrow wax. You need eyebrows. You need eyebrow done.
Mustache.
You need eyebrows. You got boyfriend. That's what your violation is. You're going to jail for cuticles.
All right. Well, I asked Kelly Cheese about it, and she said that if I called him back, they would record my voice.
No, Jen said, something's kind of weird on my phone. Can we listen to it? And I was like, yeah, for sure. And then it's like, you have four charges against you, and we're going to arrest you and take your kids. And I was like, what is this?
All right.
It's like terrifying to me.
Okay, let's give the phone number out, 404-263-0941. We have a prosecutor in Gwinnett County who's going to come on with us.
Sweet. Somebody who knows what they're doing.
And we have a woman in Carrollton who actually called the number back in.
Oh, no.
So we'll see if she still has a soul.
Yes, and they've stolen her identity 50 times, and she can't use her credit cards anymore.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Freaking out over some weird voicemails, threatening ones that I've been getting like this.
From the headquarters, which will get expired in next 24 working hours. And once it get expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops. As there are four serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment.
Allegations? Just go to carpool.
The local cops. The only thing they're not doing is playing Bad Boys underneath that. It's terrible. You don't even be scared at that for 1 minute. Lee in Atlanta is a prosecutor.
What's up, Lee?
Can solve this mystery right away.
Unfortunately, we get calls in the office about that all the time. It's a scam. The police will call you in person if they want to talk to you. We don't use pre-recorded messages like that. And the fact that they're not telling you what agency it is even further. I think you were picking up on that, Jeff.
Like, the thing is, if you have four serious allegations, the cops aren't leaving you a robocall. They're actually putting, like, a little GPS thing on your car, and they wait until you're in a, you know, got a mouthful of munchkins at a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot, and they're like, hey, put your hands out the window.
I'm not going to go that far because, you know, I'm on the radio, obviously, but, you know, we need a search warrant for GPSs. But, we're not calling you and leaving you a voicemail.
So
police will call and ask to talk to you, but they won't leave you a robocall voicemail.
Okay, so Lee, what is this robocall trying to do? Do you know what happens if you
I've
call them back?
I've never gotten that far, quite frankly.
Okay, well, so you get questions about it, but you don't know what they'll do to you if you call back and actually talk to them?
We actually have.
They may try to extort you. I have had situations where people will call up and say, hey, your son's in prison in Spain. You need to wire him money to get him out of jail. And people will wire money. Sometimes they've tried to make them wire gift cards even, like send a gift card number, which is obviously a scam.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, your kid's locked up right now in Thailand, and Macy's has a one-day sale. So here's the exchange we're going to have. I will give you...
send me your $25 gift card.
Right, I'll give you your kid back, and you give me your Clinique bonus cash.
Clinique bonus cash. Where
Jen,
did that come from?
Jen, I have kidnapped your daughter, and Belk Bucks is what I want. I want... $1,200 in Belk Bucks because I want a moo-moo, a lot of moo-moos, all the moo-moos. Sandra in Carrollton actually called the phone number.
Sandra, do you still have a soul?
No, she doesn't even have
any working credit cards.
Or she doesn't even have a voice. They stole it all, Jen.
See? They stole her identity and her voice and her phone number. They've now taken over her phone. No wonder I won't call them back.
Aaron in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, no, those numbers are complete scams. I get them all the time, and I just look them up online, and they're just fake.
And so how do you get them to stop calling you?
Just don't answer. Go to block their phone number.
Okay.
I would answer the phone, and when they say, you know, when they call and they tell you about the allegations, then I would tell them that there are allegations back on them.
Okay.
Like, I would do a double reverse switch and be like, what's your name? And when they go, you know, Henry or whatever.
Could we phone scan them?
Yeah. What's your name? We go, Henry. You go, that's so funny. There's a list of allegations on you. You said I have four. You have five.
Should I try my own version of a phone scam, Jeff?
I'll tell you what, though. Here's what's going to get you out of it. CVS Extra Care Points. If you can hook me up with that, I will totally save you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.